Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy! I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. Welcome to a Thursday. It's 4/25/24. Fellas, how we doing?
4/25/24. That is not a palindrome. This is, why are we even here?
Oh, boy. Really? That's how you're going to start?
Yeah, it doesn't feel nearly as cool as yesterday. Yesterday, we started with a palindrome. We started with a numerical oddity. Today, just a regular day. I really like the way I started to say regular.
I really
don't. I don't know why I did that. I started doing that, I don't know, 7 months ago.
Okay.
That seems and now very I say specific. It all the time. That's yeah. Regular.
Regular.
Very regular.
I don't know.
That's irregular.
That you say it that way, yeah.
Did someone inspire you, or what's...
I don't know, Steve. I don't even know where it came from. It just seems fun to
Does
me.
Does that make you sound smarter, or not as...
Oh, definitely not smart. Okay. It's just kind of fun to say it.
Yeah, you sound more Try like it. A regular guy, is what you're regular. Saying. Yeah.
I kind of like it, actually.
Yeah. Just a regular day. Did a thing where I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
You know how those are. You just I don't know. It makes no sense. There's no rhyme or reason, really. Wife couldn't sleep last night either. So we're sitting there. She's on her phone. My son comes in. He's just kind of hanging out, talking to us for a while. And I'm like, man, it's you know, went to bed at like before 10 o'clock. And next thing you know, it's 11:30 and it's... Where my wife's like, okay, we need to get some sleep. My son's like, yeah, go to sleep for crying out loud. What are you guys doing? What are you even up? This is dumb. I said, I agree. So we're laying there trying to get to sleep. It's just dead silent now. And we're thinking, okay, I'm thinking this is it. I'm gonna fall asleep. No, just laying there. All of a sudden, my wife goes, should we just get up and go to Winco?
What?
I'm like, I at first said, why? What do you need? And that was, I shouldn't have said that. That was a bad comeback. I should have just said, no, that's dumb. We're not going to Winco.
Yeah.
Which I said second, right after I said.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I mean, it only took me a second to recover from my mistake of, why, what do you need? Because then I realized, well, if we went there, we'd be there for like an hour and a half because it'd be like, oh, we should get this and we should get that. Now, thankfully, she was convincible to not go.
That's one of those. Well, you could go by yourself.
No. I wouldn't do that.
You could go. I mean, I don't want to go, but if you really want to, you can.
Like, is that the worst possible idea you could have at 11:30 on a weekday?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's not a terrible idea in general if it wasn't, you know,
you 4 hours
to sleep to go to work.
4 hours before you're supposed to be up. Yeah.
So did you wind up going?
Oh, heavens, no. And I was never so happy that at Walmart has changed their hours so that they were closed. Because then she goes, oh, we could just go to Walmart. Nope, they're closed. Sorry. Can't go.
Yeah, they are. Winco, 24 hours?
24
right?
hours, yeah.
God bless them.
I know. Except for the fact that it was a, you know, an idea.
What a Wednesday project.
Can you imagine just if we would have just like got up and like, oh, we can't sleep anyway. Let's just go to Winco.
You think there's a lot of people who do that?
I hope not. I don't know. I think if you're in the store at that hour, I don't think that's because you couldn't sleep thing. It's maybe you're like, my work schedule, provides me the opportunity to grocery shop.
Well, I think some people enjoy shopping later at night because it's just not as busy.
Oh, wonderful. Kev, it is wonderful. I will say that. I mean, I've Christmas shopped before like at midnight, and it's been spectacular because no one's there.
That's true. Yeah, it's just kind of like, hey, I can get around. The bummer at Winco seems like it's always the checkout line.
100%.
It's always so long.
Yeah, very. Well, because there's only one guy. Oh, I mean, there's one person checking you at that point.
Well, yeah, at that point. I mean, I'm hoping at night it's not that busy.
Well, I've gone there many times at like 4:30, and there's usually like, it only takes like four or five people in line to make it seem like it taking forever.
Sure.
You know, and there's, like I said, there's one checker, and you're like the fifth guy back. You're like, oh my gosh, this is going to take like half an hour. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, depending on the person's in front of you, how much stuff they have. But
my only Winco experience is the Coeur d'Alene Winco, and it was...
Was it a win?
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat the prices.
How many people were there? Were there a lot of, in Coeur d'Alene, were there a lot of celebrities, or were there just regular people?
Mainly regular people that I could tell. They all had their Idaho plates on them, which is, I don't know if you've heard
that. On their bodies?
Yeah. That's the new thing that people in Idaho are doing to as a local.
They're wearing license plates?
They're wearing license plates so that people will know where they're from. Yeah, they just wear them, one on the front, one on the back, and so then people will know they're a local, and they can like it.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you talking to me?
The look on his face when he said that was so smug that made it hilarious.
Kevin James.
Bad radio, but man, that was funny for me, guys.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
We only played Steve In or Steve Out for a while.
Mm.
And I thought maybe I would play a quick round of it with
right
Steve,
now.
Right
oh,
now,
wow.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Just right now, it's a one question.
Oh, it's a one question, Steve In. Okay,
Steve In,
Steve In, Steve In, Steve In, Steve In,
or Steve Out. Or
yeah,
Steve out.
Yes.
And again, this is where Steve, you have to answer whether you're in or out on this.
Do
item.
You understand the concept of the game, Steve?
Well, I don't get jokes, but I do get this game.
I do know that he understands
and
the game.
It's time for Steve In or Steve Out.
Meh.
Steve In.
Everybody's in.
Or Steve Out. He's either all in or all out.
All in or all out.
I know Jay's all in on this item. And it's something I thought about bringing today. And then I thought, ooh, I don't know. I don't know if Steve likes it or not.
Oh.
Steve, how do you feel about microwave popcorn?
Oh, all in.
All in. Okay. Because yeah. It is a smell that if I were to do microwave popcorn this morning.
Right.
And then did not share it with anybody.
You could make people mad, you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, boy. Could you ever.
So wait, you would bring it in and not share it?
No. I would share it. Okay. I would share it with you guys.
Well, there's other people, though, in the building as well.
Yeah, but I mean, also, Steve, like, if you didn't like it,
mm-hmm,
that
yeah.
smell, I imagine, could be a little annoying.
Sure. No. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily eat it because breakfast popcorn, not sure how I feel
what
about that.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, it doesn't. That popcorn can be consumed anytime.
Right.
It's just that good.
Yeah. It's not even what, it's not like you're going, oh, tuna fish sandwich for breakfast. Yeah, I kind of get it if it's an extreme
right.
flavor, but popcorn's
you,
not
Jay.
An extreme flavor. No. Are you okay, Steve?
Overall, no.
Okay.
I could flavor it with something breakfast-wise.
Ooh.
Because I cook like the very boring popcorn. There has nothing on it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then I put my own special treats
so what's
on
what's a breakfast? What do you like, throw sausage in there real quick?
No, that's what I was trying to think. Like, what would be the best...
Sausage
the first thing
popcorn.
That I thought of, and I don't know how good this would be, would be...
Well, it's got to be better than
just
sausage.
Just a little cinnamon and sugar, maybe.
I mean, I could see it, yeah.
That seems breakfasty, doesn't it?
It seems more breakfasty, yeah. Because, you know, you like have that cinnamon, you know, sugar cinnamon toast. You probably had
right.
some of that maybe as a kid.
Yeah. What
I can
else
see
could
it.
I put on it that would make it
eggs?
Breakfasty? An egg flavor. See, I don't want to put... stuff with it necessarily
oh, bacon
as much
flavor.
As I want to. Bacon flavor. Oh, Jay, they have that. Oh, I've been places that they have that.
Bacon flavor popcorn?
Where they call it, yeah,
oh,
they
wow.
call it, gosh, I can't remember what they call it.
Bacon flavored popcorn?
That seems like that would be the name, yeah.
No, they have a fancy name for it.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. They just take a little bacon flavoring
flavor.
And grease and put it in there and
yeah.
then shake it up
oh,
and
man.
Shake and bake it. Mmm. It is good. That's the one, Jay. That's the correct answer. You win. You move on to the bonus round.
Do they call it shaken bacon?
Shaken bacon.
Bacon cheddar? I see a bacon cheddar flavoring for popcorn.
Nah. I mean, it's like at a fancy restaurant.
Oh, wow.
I'll look it up.
More
Don't
of a gourmet
worry.
Thing. Look at that. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
You thing, you.
Hi, Steve.
Is this going to be a thing now? Is that what's happening?
You know, you don't have to worry about it.
What have you done?
You thing, you.
Guys, I found the name of what they call that popcorn. It's at Maslow's Lounge.
Oh, wow, baby.
And here's what it's called on the menu. Popcorn.
That's it?
Popcorn. That's so. Like I said, it's a very fancy name.
Oh,
popcorn.
Boy.
Oh boy! Rendered pork belly, Salish, smoked salt and chive.
Oh yeah, yeah. That sounds great.
See, those were the words that I was talking that was fancier. Rendered pork belly.
Yeah, that's too much. Just popcorn works. Yeah, and then you can go into the detail like they did. That was smart.
Yes. Yeah. It's just called popcorn.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah, but then if you're ordering popcorn, you're not expecting all the fanciness.
That's why they explain it.
Yeah.
But it is. It's bacon popcorn, essentially, or rendered pork belly, which I believe is
close enough.
Fat.
Yeah, but the title of it is just popcorn?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it explains it, Steve, like all menu, you know? Like there's another one on here that's called Hush Puppy.
And then it tells you what it is. It's just a name. It's just the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to be more specific if it's
roasted
like
hatch chili, rosemary, aioli, house cured bacon, collard greens. See, that's how a menu works. They like have the item and then they have the description below it.
Right. But yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. That's how they.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Carl says, I've always wanted to walk by a kid that's having a meltdown in a store and just say, hey, Santa's watching.
Kevin James.
I don't know how much weight that carries in April.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can check out the podcast. The Jay and Kevin podcast is there for you. You can take us with you. Like, you know, when you go to like Winco at 11:30 at night, you could be like, oh, I didn't get to hear the 8 o'clock hour yesterday. And you could just dial up the podcast.
It's so true, Jay. It really anywhere you wanted.
Yeah, whenever.
I don't know why. I instantly pictured someone sitting in their hot tub.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Yeah.
With a glass of wine.
Sure.
And just being like, oh, yeah, you know.
Enjoying the moon. Full moon lately.
Oh, it's so beautiful out. You know what I would like to do is listen to Jay and Kevin while I'm in here.
It's a great idea. Like, rate, and review, and all that other stuff. It's awesome.
Yes, please.
I told you there might be a new version of spooning. It's kind of like virtual spooning.
I don't understand how this can be.
You know who Donnie Wahlberg is, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know who he's married to?
Jenny McCarthy?
That's correct, Kevin. They've been married for like 10 years, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have very busy schedules, but they've figured out a way to kind of virtually spoon at night.
I'm away most of the year working. She goes to LA and films The Masked Singer. I go to New York and film Blue Bloods. We live in Illinois, but we now have the luxury of being able to sleep together when we're apart. So whoever's going to sleep first just calls the other one. We spend the whole night together when we're not together, and we love to do it.
They FaceTime as they fall asleep.
Yeah.
So every night they just FaceTime each other. They all have a conversation, and then they just leave the phone connected to FaceTime and sleep together.
It does seem
thousands of
sweet.
Miles apart.
It also seems like a trust issue, maybe, but I'm not going to get into that.
Come on, man.
No. I'm just going to go with sweet.
Oh my gosh! But you already said it, though.
I know. That wasn't me.
There's no takesy backsies.
Yeah.
Takesies backsies?
That was just playing devil's advocate.
Man, you just couldn't just leave it alone, could you?
No, it does sound sweet. I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
We had that story a long time ago. Garth Brooks did that with Trisha Yearwood once, long before FaceTime.
fell asleep with the phone.
Remember, he
connected.
Said,
yeah,
they were
like however
had distance
many hours
between each other, yeah. And they would just stay on the phone and fall asleep together.
Right, exactly.
Romance.
Which makes sense because I know that, well, according to this person on the internet, it's the romance is simple, mainly because women are not complicated.
Okay, so say if we're dating and I go up to you and I'm just like breaking down, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed. Do not say, oh my God, here we go again. I can't handle you. You're so complicated. Like, no. All you have to do is give me a hug and tell me you're going to be there and everything's going to be okay. But y'all make it seem so complicated. Like, we need you to fix our problems. We need you to give us all this advice. No, we don't need that. We just need a hug. But y'all make it seem so complicated when girls are really actually just simple. We're simple.
Mm-hmm. We're simple.
Well, I mean, I agree with the fact that, you know, validating their feelings is very important.
Certainly.
I learned that a long time ago. When,
a hug and I'll be here.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect.
Is
yep,
very,
that's a very good idea.
Very, very important. But
also, if you're a guy and you're doing the...
And I'm just like breaking down. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. Do not say, oh my God, here we go again. I can't handle you. You're so complicated.
That actually is good advice.
Yeah, if you're saying that, you deserve to be alone.
Yeah. Wow. I know, that's fair.
That's fair?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It. You're so complicated.
Someone in your life's having a day. You just don't go up.
Oh my God, here we go again. I can't handle you. You're so complicated.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Steve, definitely don't put that on your agenda.
Nope, that's a no.
All right, I'm taking notes.
Yep. And now you know, that's why we do this. That's why we do the Audio Vault. It's educational. I don't know all the rules of Eric Church's bar. In Nashville. I know some of the rules.
Yeah, I would imagine now there's a pretty strict chair throwing policy.
I know some of the rules. I talked to a guy in Nashville yesterday who said that this has been an ongoing problem, not just at Eric Church's bar, but they have many rooftop bars in Nashville.
And people throwing stuff?
People are throwing stuff, and it's like...
Rednecks ain't used to fancy. That's the problem.
Well, you know, and it can be, you know, he's like, people will throw ice, they will throw...
Right.
They see people down below, and then the inner idiot comes out.
Absolutely.
And I said, well, look, man, it's a pretty simple solution. Like, just put up, I don't know, plexiglass or something that deters them from doing said throwing. Now, is that ruin the atmosphere a little bit? Sure. But
yeah.
Does it take away some of the bar's liability? 100%. Like, oh, I'm trying to stop you from being an idiot. Now, you could still throw it over the top or whatever the case might be, but
sure.
You got to take a step or two if you're these bars. But I digress. I didn't know this, and maybe I'm misreading this. This is what Eric Church said about his bar. I have a question about it when he gets done.
I wanted a place that I could show up at, no cell phones, no recorders, that I could be in a living room setting, and I could play songs that didn't make albums.
Which is a great way to that's a great reason for a rich guy to put up his own bar.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to be able to go there, play songs that I just want to play for people whenever I want to. I mean, he can get on stage at his own bar whenever he wants, but does he have a no cell phone policy at his bar?
I would say during that performance, a no cell phone, right?
Because no, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Recorded.
Well, that's what I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's
interesting. But I'm saying... I've seen artists do it before where they're like,
I've seen it at a concert.
Yeah,
this
is
just not in a bar. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess when you're Eric Church
and
you go play at a bar, it's a concert.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And it'd just be like, hey, this is unreleased stuff. This is just for you tonight.
Yeah.
So no cell phones. Don't record it. Just enjoy the moment.
I've only been at one event where I had to give up my cell phone. Have you ever been at one?
Not where I had to give up my cell phone, but I've been told to not record before.
Sure, yeah, they ask you no video, no audio
or
video,
like,
recording.
Hey, this is a new song that I don't want anybody else to, so please don't record it.
Right,
yeah.
And then half the crowd's got their phone out.
Did you have to, like, put it in a lockbox
in a bag,
something?
In a bag,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jay, was that Garth?
It was Garth in Vegas. Yeah, you put it in a bag, and then they take it from you, they lock it, and then they give you the bag back. So then you're like, oh, okay, I still have it in my possession. And if I need to use it, I just go out and they go, oh, here's the cell phone. It's like a smoking section. Here's the cell phone section. They unlock the bag and you can use your phone whenever you want to, but it's outside of the venue, you know, like in the lobby.
I mean, the concept would probably make concerts better.
I mean, I'd always wonder, like, why people record, like, 20 songs from a concert or 10 songs or 5 songs. Like, what? I don't know what you're doing with that later, but in the moment, it seems cool.
Yeah, and I know, I mean...
Send it to a friend. Hey, I'm at the concert.
I know people who will go back and watch them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess that's cool. I've done it, and then I'm just like, that's a lot of room on my phone. Bye.
Right, exactly. same exact thing, Kevin. I'm recording it. In the moment, it's awesome. And then I'm like, I don't need that. We used to give Warren from the Friday Crew a hard time. Remember when he would answer the phone when he worked at Napa, Kevin? Why did we give him such a hard time?
Because he would say it so fast.
Oh,
it
he
would
was...
be like, thank you for calling Napa this morning. Help you.
It was unbelievable. He would say it so quickly you couldn't basically understand half the words he said. This guy works at an In-N-Out, and he's repeating back the order to people who just made an order at the drive-thru.
Cool. So just going to double-check with you guys really quick right now. It's going to be the cheeseburger. That's going to be protein style for the burger. Everything on it with the raw onion. It's going to be one double-double. That's going to be everything on it with onion for the burger. It's going to be one animal style fry light well. 2 waters to go for y'all today. 16:10 up at the first window right behind the blue 430 or right.
Wow.
Wow. Wow is the correct response. He got a little extra flavor in there, too, where
that
he's just putting it a little...
Cool. So just going to double-check with you guys really quick right now. It's going to be the cheeseburger. That's going to be protein style for the burger. Everything on it with the raw onion. It's going to be one double-double. That's going to be everything on it with onion for the burger. It's going to be one animal style fry light well. 2 waters to go for y'all today. 16:10 up at the first window right behind the blue 430 or right.
Wow.
Wow.
So is he talking into a fan?
He's... That's impressive. He sounds like a little auctioneer.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Very impressive. And that's your audio vault for a Thursday. It is the 25th day of April, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He would stop the people and say, we're doing underground work right now. Probably the best thing is for me to get in and drive your car around it. He would then get in their car and start driving their car around. Oh, and he was acting like he was on the radio with the people down below, which was us.
Kevin James.
When they would get out of the car to get back in, he would change their radio to our station. Brilliant way to get listeners.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, I'm excited for this. The concert's tomorrow night. It's all going to be a good show. Cody Johnson at the arena across the street, right here. Just right there. You see it right there?
Yeah, the arena. Yeah, I see it.
You've seen it probably.
Well, actually, that's the stadium you were pointing at.
No, I was kind of...
You got to turn a little bit more.
Maybe it's a little more
turn
of my shoulder.
Turn all the way around.
Yeah. So that's going to be a great show tomorrow. And you can be front row if you'd like to play, 509-441-0999. It's time to play Risk It for the Ticket. That's right. And here's your host of Risk It for the Ticket, Kevin Eugene James.
We have 4 questions today, and we have 4 prizes. If you get a question right, you get a prize.
So simple. It's so
simple. You could take that prize and you could just run away into the woods and be happy.
That's correct.
Or you could say, guys, I'd like to risk it and go for the front row Cody Johnson tickets.
Yes.
All now right. You go to question 2. And if you get that right, guess what? You get that prize.
Yes.
There is one little catch. If you get it wrong, guess what?
See you.
You're gone.
You're gone. Bye-bye.
You've risked it. You did not get the ticket.
Right.
Someone else then gets to call and play the game.
I gotcha, yeah. All right. It's time to play Risk It for the Ticket. Rick, how are you today?
I am fantastic.
Do you understand the game, Rick? It seems like it's pretty simple.
It's a Kevin game, so you never know.
Oh. Don't agitate the host.
Actually, I don't know that it's... This might be a Steve game.
Oh, there you go. That could be good then.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Might be
Might be really long questions. That's hilarious.
No, I think the only long one is the one I made.
Oh, dang it, Kevin.
All right, Rick, let's start with this. What are we playing for, Jay? What is the first prize up for?
Right here, Kevin. I got the brand new sweatshirt, the Coyote Country sweatshirt. I wore this one. It's the same. It's not this exact sweatshirt, but I like that one right there. The gray ones are in. Rick, you've got a chance at a Gray Coyote Country sweatshirt. All you have to do is answer the first question correctly. Here we go. If you get it wrong, we'll say bye-bye. If you get it right, we'll give you a choice of what to do next.
A really tough one to start it off. What state is Cody Johnson from?
That is a tough one because I actually don't know that one. I'm going to assume I got it down to two. It's either Texas or Oklahoma. I'm going to say Texas.
That's how you win a sweatshirt.
Wow. Wow.
That you, Rick, do you just want to keep the sweatshirt and be done?
Let's keep going.
Oh, he's going to risk it for the ticket. Rick, prize number two is qualifying for a trip to Nashville, which includes a five-night stay in Nashville, four big concerts at the stadium, all part of CMA Fest. Here we go with question number two. Risk it for the ticket.
Yeah, and Cody, you know, his big show is at the arena tomorrow night.
He's also at CMA Fest, Kevin.
Yes, there you go. Yes,
busy man.
His support acts, is that what they call him?
Yes, that's correct, Kevin.
Justin Moore and Drake Milligan.
That's true.
It was an old man named Drake Milligan. He grew whiskers on his chin again. Plucked them out, but they grew in again. Poor old Drake Milligan. Name the singing competition show that Drake Milligan has appeared on.
Ooh, that's got to be one of the two. Gosh darn it. Was it American Idol? I'm going to say American Idol.
You would be right. He was also on The Voice. He was also on America's Got Talent. So pretty much anything you would have said would have been right. That guy has been on all the shows.
Drake Milligan's been everywhere.
Definitely most famous for Idol, though.
Rick, that is two prizes. You can take those prizes and jump into your truck and haul some trash. I said trash.
You should be done, probably, Rick. Don't keep going.
Whatever, Kevin. I'll keep going.
Oh, risk it for the ticket. All right. We've got a pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park for question number three. That would be three prizes he would win, Kevin, risking it for the ticket.
And everybody listening, if Rick gets this wrong, guess what? You can jump in
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, for reiterating the rules. I had forgotten to do that. Thank you for doing that.
If Cody Johnson had 14 guitars and Justin Moore had 23 guitars, but Drake Milligan got hammered and smashed four of them, how many guitars would they have left?
Can you repeat those numbers quickly?
You bet I can. 14 for Cody Johnson, 23 for Justin Moore, and then Drake Milligan smashed four of them.
Milligan.
He had 33 guitars.
Jay, is that right?
33 is correct.
Okay.
Wait, you didn't write down an answer?
Oh. Oh, no. Check your work at home or whatever.
Jay, is that right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, on top of my head, should I write it down? I feel like that's right. Rick, that is three prizes. You've got a Coyote Country sweatshirt. You've qualified for the CMA Fest flyaway. You've also got yourself a pair of tickets to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Are you going to risk it for the ticket, or are you going to walk away already a winner?
This is the last one, right?
Correct, sir.
This is it.
Oh, I got to go for it.
Front row tickets. Within 2 years, what age did Cody Johnson start playing music?
Well, I know he's 36. He was out in 2012. Gosh, let's see.
When did he start playing music?
Within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Gonna need an answer.
Years old.
How old?
18.
Well, Rick, that is incorrect.
Oh,
damn it.
No, Rick. Oh,
you did all
man.
The work. But you know what, though? You could get back through.
That's true.
And answer the final question if somebody else, you know,
gets it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Rick. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks,
you playing.
Guys.
All right. 509-441-0999. Rick did a lot of work there.
He did do a lot of work.
Did a lot
he
of work.
Did.
Yeah. So this next person would win everything if they get it right. Is that right?
Yeah. They only have to answer one question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He did the heavy lifting.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
It's Rob.
Kevin, it's Rob.
Rob, within 2 years, at what age did Cody Johnson start playing music?
So 22.
22.
22 is incorrect.
Oh, Rob, dang it. Thank you for playing. Coyote Country, hello.
I'm starting to sweat now because I realize this is a question Steve did.
Oh.
And I hope he actually looked it up right.
Oh, gosh, it's what it said on Wikipedia.
Oh, good enough then. Gave away good the enough. Answer. Thank you.
Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Sir, your name?
Dan.
Dan, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dan. Oh, Kevin, you want to give it to him?
For front row Cody Johnson tickets
front row,
within
guys.
2 years. What age did Cody Johnson say he started playing music?
12.
He said 12, Kevin.
Sounds like somebody has Wikipedia, just like producer Steve. It is 12 years old.
Oh, nice. Oh. 12 is correct. Congratulations.
Well, according to Wikipedia.
Man, you just won yourself a slew of prizes. You got your front row Cody Johnson and all the rest, so congratulations. Hold on for 1 second. Producer Steve will take about an hour getting your information. Well done. Risk it for the ticket. Ooh. The Big 99.